I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper are still stuck at the bottom of most national polls of Democratic candidates for president. But as 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz reports, they have another chance to break out.
Colorado's presidential candidates made the cut for the second round of debates scheduled for the end of the month in Michigan. The first debate didn't do much to boost Hickenlooper or Bennett's poll numbers. Hickenlooper's campaign went through a major staff shakeup after it failed to raise his profile. But they both continue stumping on the campaign trail, spending most of their time in New Hampshire and Iowa. The debate in Detroit will be similar to the first one, with 20 candidates taking the stage over two nights. I'm Scott Franz.
The number of deaths and accidents on Colorado's rivers is right around normal for a high-flow year. That's according to data from the conservation group American Whitewater. 12 people have died since early June. That's in line with other years when flows were higher than average. Charlie Walbridge maintains the group's accident database. He says this year is unique in that high flows were sustained for a longer period due to wet and cooler weather this spring.
Certainly, if you had one big high water period where things were flooding massively and there was a lot of publicity about staying off the water, that's very different from something where you've got high water for a long period.
Rivers throughout the West have already reached their highest flow for the year and will continue to drop through the summer. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.